Wow. Proverbs Every Day, episode 251, chapter 7. Let's do this. It's time for Proverbs Every Day. Words of wisdom show you the way. Every month a whole new look, different version of the book, reading the whole chapter. Did it again. Seven. Proverbs 7. Wait. Yes. Here we go. Oh my goodness. Sorry. I still have yesterday's on my screen. That's just not good. All pro here. Well, good thing you're not seeing it. But yeah, Proverbs 7. Here we go. We got to be praying. I better pray first. Let's do that. I've been kind of forgetting that since I started recording these, but I still do want to pray for you. So let's do that. Father God, thank you so much for joy and wisdom and all the things you bring us. Do ask that you would calm our hearts today, that you would bring us your word, your wisdom, but your intentions for our character, how we should build that in our lives. Father, we do receive that and give you thanks for it. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Yeah. Get out of a pattern and things go wonky. It does happen. So let's do this here. We will, not if I don't share the screen with you, we won't. The complete. There's another translation that's called Common, and it's throwing me off this whole time. The Complete Jewish Bible. Proverbs 7. My son, keep my words. Store up my commandments within you. Obey my commands and live. Guard my teaching like the pupil of your eye. Bind them on your fingers. Write them on the tablets of your heart. We've seen that before, haven't we? Only now, the pattern has changed a little bit, hasn't it? So now it's not just bind them around your neck. Now, with our fingers, we're actually taking action now. This is no longer just something that is bound around our neck to show others. Now, we're actually doing something with it. Say to wisdom, you are my sister. Call understanding your kinswoman, so they can keep you from an unknown woman, or so from unknown women, from loose women with their seductive talk. I like that we have two female characters here. One is wisdom, one is understanding. There's a they here. That's not always clear in other translations, but that is very interesting. Ah, yes. By the way, I have been kind of working on, in some cases, songs, in some cases, replacement songs. This is actually one of the first that I wrote, created with the tool. And it was this like Swedish death metal thing. It was like, wow. But I mean, it was kind of that inspired by all this, of this story of a young man being snared. Not an easy chapter to read, but let's power through it here and we'll do our best. Verse 6, for I was at the window of my house, glancing out through the lattice, when I saw among the young men there, among those who didn't think for themselves, a young fellow devoid of all sense. He crosses the street near her corner and continues on towards her house. Dusk turns into evening, finally night, dark and black. Then a woman approaches him, dressed as a prostitute, wily of heart. She's the coarse, impulsive type whose feet don't stay at home. Rather, she stalks the streets and squares, lurking at every street corner. Notice the thing, she's dressed like a prostitute, but that's not what she is. And we know from a previous chapter, it's actually something far worse. Verse 13, she grabs him, gives him a kiss. Brazen-faced, she says to him, I had to offer peace sacrifices, and I fulfilled my vows today. That's why I come out, and so I came out to meet you, to look for you, and now I've found you. I've spread quilts on my couch and made quilts on my couch made of colored Egyptian linen. I've perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come on, let's make love until morning. We'll enjoy making love. My husband isn't at home. He's gone on a long trip. He took a bag of money with him and won't be back till the moon is full. Brazen, like, barely covers it. This here, my husband isn't at home, that brazenness is connected right here. She's trying to convince him that it's all justified, that she has already done in advance what is necessary to make this happen. She's trying to convince him that that is actually true. That's something that is good enough. You know, I've fulfilled my vows. Now I'm free to do this. Even though she actually says to him that her husband is going to come home eventually, she seems to try and convince him here. Unfortunately, verse 21, with all her sweet talk, she convinces him, enticing him with her seductive words. I want you to catch something here. It's not her actions. It's not her appearance. She entices him with her seductive words. And this is something that I think gets missed a lot. That, and you know what? Let's go ahead and say it. Let's go there. This is going to be a bigger problem now than it has been in past years here in the U.S. where I'm filming this. The reason I say that is because what we're seeing is a attack on not just masculinity, but the heart of men. And it's been effective. It's been going on for easily 40 years. And the reality is that we've gotten to the point where any kind of compliment, any kind of enticement is enough to put men over. The consequence of this is twofold. One, we have on one hand men that are very easily led astray. And then we also have desperate men that are led towards way overdoing it. This is a consequence of what we're seeing in our culture of trying to vilify and also demasculate men. The nature comes through. And notice here, it doesn't matter what the appearance is. It doesn't matter. That's not, it's with her sweet talk, she convinces him, with enticing him with her seductive words. It's not that she's dressed like a prostitute necessarily. I'm sure that's not hurting anything. That might get him in the door, but gets him to do the deed is far worse. And that is what I see in our society right now. I see this happening and it is dangerous. And married men like myself, pay attention, not to making sure your your wife doesn't go off and do this. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying pay attention to not be deceived with these kind of thoughts, that this will somehow be okay, this will somehow be justified. If you're being seduced in this way, and I have to tell you, you know, I was at one point in my life, you know, very early on in my marriage, unprepared for the reality of this. I was out there on the road, weighed, you know, almost 260 pounds, didn't find myself appealing in the slightest. Yet there was a woman at the bar just wanted to talk to me and was just like very aggressive about this. And I didn't know how to handle it. You know, I was trying to be nice, which, you know, was just the what she saw as the way in. Fortunately, I was able to get away and realize what was happening. But I've often thought about, like, gosh, what that would have been like? What would that would have ruined my life? It would have ruined everything. For what? And yeah, so I was not immune. And so that means that none of us are. So married men, pay attention. And young men, pay double attention. Because, verse 22, at once he follows her like an ox on its way to be slaughtered, like a fool on its way to be punished on the stocks, in the stocks, or like a bird rushing into a trap, not knowing its life is at stake, till an arrow pierces its liver. So now, children, listen to me. Pay attention to what I'm saying. Don't let your heart turn to her ways. Don't stray under her paths. It's really key right there. For many are those that she has struck down dead, numerous those she has killed. Her house is the way to Sheol. It leads down to the halls of death. Short, but very poignant today, and not by accident. It is really important to be honest with our young men, to let them know that these are challenges that they will face. It's not by accident that we have this in Proverbs. Not by accident at all. It is something where we need to be very cognizant that there is a purpose that was there, which means there's a purpose for it being here now and a purpose for it being there in the future. We need to be preparing our young people for what they are going to face. Parents, your job is to raise little adults. So don't try and shield them from this stuff. It drives me nuts that we have in the church for so many years been too nervous and shy away from these kind of things instead of being blunt and honest, especially with our teenage boys, about what will happen. Not if you're a bad person, if you're a bad little man, then you'll have all this happening to you. No, this is not what this says. This says that someone who is innocent is being led into these kind of things. Okay? See that. It is, you know, we have to teach sense. We have to teach wisdom. We have to teach that the world is not a happy place. The world is not a place where we are just floating around, la-di-da, God has us. It's all good. Let's just go have a latte and, you know, get the perfect Instagram photo and, you know, do our Bible verse for the day. Sorry if anybody's in the coffee shop right now. Sorry to burst your bubble. The world is a nasty place. It has been since the fall. It hasn't changed in that regards. Until Lord be soon, Jesus comes back, this is what we're going to have to deal with. And so because we don't know when that time is coming, because we don't know when the the final hours will be. We need to be preparing our youths for what they'll face. We need to be preparing our men for what they'll face. We need to be getting ourselves ready. I'm not trying to be preachy here, but at the same time, this has to be said. So for the five of you that are listening, please spread the word. Please let others know this. Whatever it takes, you know, point them back to this video or another one that we've done on Proverbs 7. That's fine. But honestly, it's just so important that we talk about this and be blunt. That yes, it will be something you'll have to face. You'll have to have this no matter what you are. It doesn't matter if you're attractive, unattractive. It doesn't matter. You're going to face this at some point. It's going to happen. So let's be ready for it. All right, y'all. I hope that you've had a great day. it's always a tough one. I know, but we get through it. So tomorrow we'll be back live. We'll do a live broadcast. So 8:30 a.m. Central Time. Mark your calendars. We'll be there. And we'll be on Facebook and YouTube. So let me put up the link for YouTube. There we go. Share it with a friend. All you have to do is give them this web address. Just tell them to put in their phone or whatever, their computer, whatever. Just go to 11talents.co/YT. And that takes them right to a page where they can subscribe to this channel. Get them to click that little bell icon and boom, they get notices on YouTube whenever I'm posting new videos. So yeah, fun stuff. But anyway, see you tomorrow live, 8:30 a.m. Central Time, right here, or also on Facebook, but probably mostly right here. Love you guys. Be blessed by the best. Then go be a blessing to all the rest. We'll see you tomorrow.